You're such an asshole.
Hey, Cappy, remember the simpler times when you just paid $7.90 an hour to be a security guard? Yeah. And you're supposed to just sit there and do nothing? Yeah, I sure do. I don't think this is shtick. I think it's real. Dear asshole, satisfy repeat customer with a different question background. I have lived in a, God, I really got to change this. You've lived in a foreign country for a decade. And just the other day, reconnected with a buddy I haven't seen for quite some time. I met him and his new wife and learned they were married last month. Oh, they're married. Oh, I thought it was fiance. Here's the rub. His wife was a prostitute for at least a decade, and he doesn't know. Moreover, I myself have partaken the fruit of this tree more than once, even not wearing protection during our last couple of bouts. Yeah, yeah, I know, but I've got the snip and alcohol was involved, and no, I do not have we could say AIDS. We could say that's one word we can say. Thank you, censor. Anyway, I walked over to the table at dinner because I saw my old buddy was sitting there, when she suddenly emerged, having come back from the bathroom. Before I could say her name, he introduced her and we shook hands. Yes, she remembered me and even greeted me very nervously by name, which my buddy failed to notice as neither he nor I mentioned my name to her. Oh, a lot of spies get tripped up by that. Good luck. Thank you. No one's going to get that movie either. What can I say? It's nice to be remembered. I'm proud of my work. Our last time together was a while ago. And from the look of her, there's been a good deal of extra mileage added to the orifice odometer since then. She immediately excused herself again. My buddy launched into a story that they met because she worked at a place, blah, blah, blah. I asked a few probing questions like, hey, do you know anything about her history? Any crazy past boyfriends? To which she replied that she had been with only one boyfriend that she was intimate with and that went out for about 10 years, but she broke it off when he wouldn't marry her. So what would an asshole do? Oh, you're asking me. Keep his mouth shut and let him think he's found a good one until the harsh lady. See, I'm trying not to curse because this needs to get out there. This harsh lady, until the harsh lady that is reality takes her scythe and slowly castrates him, starting with the nads. B, or tell him that Cupcake has legs that have been spread more times than a root beer float virus plus a family-sized jar of peanut butter. This is an important question only an uncaring asshole with the heart the size of a pea and a consistency of charcoal briquette can answer. What's your price, oh great oracle of the colon? Keep me anonymous that I will. I said, okay, well, what kind of guy is this friend? Is he a leftist, a good friend, just some rando? Also, how reality-based is he? Does he support himself? Does he work hard? He's some suburbanite brat whose mom and dad pay for bleep, and he's just not growing up. And then he answered, the guy hates all governments, trusts nothing about the official current world situation, and is black-pilled on all things political. Whenever something bad happens, he's on the prowl as to who is profiting from it and why whatever we're being told is a lie. So far, so good. However, with regards to women, he's accepted the reality of hypergamy. Was red-pilled, yet I've always thought he was one BJ away from running back to the plantation. Suspicion confirmed. He was a drinking buddy in a place for about a year when I got a better job offer and left for a different city. We've been in loose contact since then. details about where he's from. He's a very hardworking guy who has done me a serious solid more than once, including staying with me in a hospital in a place. If you've ever been to this country, the public hospital in an incapacitated state. If you have ever been to a public hospital in this country in an incapacitated state, you wouldn't know just how darn important it is to have an advocate there with you. Without one, you will not receive any care at all and are likely just to be put out in the street in the rain in your hospital gown, still suffering for whatever put you there in the first place. This was 5 days out of his life with him yelling at nurses and doctors to get me this and that, this and that, and paying for everything along the way, which I paid him back for, but my care would not have happened if I had not done this. This isn't a U.S. hospital. If you don't pay immediately up front and can explain in the native language what you want, you're escorted out. This happened to me Had this happened to me at the time, I easily could have died. So this favor was a pretty big deal. We've maintained contact, blah, blah, blah. I was not aware of his world. Oh, I should have asked how long they've been together. I only found out about it because I work in this in his wife's home city, and he was there to meet her family. I don't want to mention how you met. The app you use, as it might give away stuff. Why didn't he mention it to me? Oh, I see. One eyes. His focus has been solely her since they've met. How reality based is he outside of women? Very reality based with women. A young doe eyed Padawan. We have discussed Perfault's law in depth, the men ghosting, and lots of red pill stuff. And he's understood it, agree with it, noticed in the past attempts at dating. But at the same time, he's always maintained the Disney escope. All right. All right. Got some details. Is this a picture of them? Oh, no, it's just your payment. Thank you very much. Okay. You got to tell them. You got to tell them. If this was happened several years ago or many years ago and she saw the internet and it wasn't a whirlwind romance, I might. No, man, you have to tell him. And I'm going to tell you because he saved your ass. He saved your life. You owe it to him. It's like the sitcom was a regular trope in the 80s sitcom where by accident, one of the main characters would save the life of the other. But I owe you my life. I never understood that. I'm like, where's that written in law? I'm like, thanks, buddy. I owe you. Really, thank you very much. You got to tell him. But you have to be really diplomatic and adroit and do your best to not make him get pissed off. And I don't know if that's possible. But you gotta, what swayed my decision, not just because he saved your life, you owe it to him, is that you guys have talked about red pill stuff before. So he should know. So you should be able to go in there because he understands the concept and say, look, man, I gotta tell you, this is one of the worst things I've ever had to do in my life. And I gotta tell you something. And I'm trying to think. Don't do it over email. Don't do it on, you know, you got to tell them in person. It's got to be done in private so no one can hear. Kind of like in the movies. Let's go for a walk, Jim. Where are we going? Let's go walk around the Lincoln Memorial. And then he tells them the plot that the Russians have hatched. How we're going to stop them. You got to tell them and say, look, there's no other way to tell you this. And you tell them, like, this is what happened. I slept with your now current wife. She was a prostitute, a lady of the evening. And I'm even pro sex worker. I am. But, you know, and I don't know what happened, if she's turned a leaf or whatever, but how long have you been dating her? And okay, well, going forward, just so you know, like if it was a whirlwind romance, she met him and they were engaged for 3 months and he proposed on the third date. And yeah, you got to tell him and you say, and here's knowing red pill philosophy, you know what to expect now, don't you? You know this is going to happen, but you can't tell her, you know, and you got to swear him to secrecy before. Like, I'm not in this, man. I am not in this at all. You don't mention me at all because she might even come back after you. But you got to warn him because it would be one thing if she was poor and destitute and that was the only way she could eat or something. Or she was cognizant and knew what she was doing and it wasn't a mentally ill problem and she did it and then she... Yeah, you're right. Even then, I could forget. And it was 8 years ago. Doesn't sound like 8 years ago. And then they had like a long courtship period, and he's known her for years. And no, that's a diff. She's a changed woman. Okay. But if you find, like, how long did you date? Da 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 da. Okay, I got bad news for you, Bob. His name's not Bob. Here's the truth. Now, you know, red pill community, red pill philosophy, and law, essentially, this is going to end badly. And you got to prepare yourself financially, however you prepare yourself financially in that country. I don't know how or what the rules of the laws are. I don't even mean legal rules and laws. I mean social rules and laws. What do you do? That's not up to you. He's from that country, so he would know. We just say, yeah, I just want to let you know, man. Like, I hope you're in love and I hope things are great. I hope, but if this has been a short-term fling and you haven't fully vetted this girl, you're in trouble. And I was sitting there thinking like, just let him be happy, baby. And then when you say, yeah, he saved my life. And it might have been a whirlwind. Like you, and then another thing just dawned on me. You got to do this before they have kids. Definitely before they have kids. Aren't the laws pretty bad? Wait, not the laws, but society. Isn't like the, I was about to mention it. Never mind. I can't mention it. There's a certain dynamic in that country where the women have a huge advantage. So yeah, there you go, buddy. I'm sorry, but you owe it to them. Bros before hoes. No, for $5. He has nothing to say. Hey, Cappy, you okay? You look really sad. No, I'm fine. I'm actually very happy. Just had a cigar. I'm tired. I did Lord knows how much in asshole consulting, and I went to the gym, and then I tried to go to the gym again to do the second workout, but there was traffic. But no, I'm fine. Swallow blue, $2. Reverse image search. People reverse image search. Huh? Okay. Got some. Hey, Doc. Oh, you got around to Atham Shore. Ha ha! Ha ha ha! We got him. We got him. Good. Good one, Doc. Good one. Hey, I was out in your neck of the woods the other day. I was out in Caputa, coming back from the Black Hills or the Badlands. Wisdom Vision Productions, $5. Your shitting smile in the thumbnail is comedy gold when matched with the title of this video. I thought I put a picture of a angel girl and devil girl up. Isn't that what it is? Christoph Anon, $5. Is this the Philippines? Danger. Divorce there is almost impossible. No, it is not. I don't know what the rules are in that country, but we got them. Caputo's heaven on earth. Yeah, you drove through it. There's nothing there. Dre, but Cappy, he's in love. I know. What swallow Pim eyes is a facial recognition. What are you guys talking about with the reverse image search? Anyway, Docaholic, love being able to catch you live, Cappy. Yeah, I've been broadcasting all day pretty much today. And I'll probably do more on the weekend, because it seems like a lot more people tune in. I had 610 people tune in on just some rando video. I'm like, wow, okay. I guess I do the Sunday asshole consulting or something like that. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, asshole consulting. See you guys later, toodles. Oh, by the way, here, get this book, The Book of Numbers. Apparently has global application.